Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
The world is responding to deaths from a new type of flu as if it's the beginning stages of a pandemic. Pandemics are part of what James Howard Kunstler envisions as the converging catastrophes of the 21st century in his 2005 book, The Long Emergency. The end of oil is also a significant converging catastrophe, he writes. What's the connection between declining limits to world oil production and pandemic flu? Well, first, what do we know about the current flu threat? As I record this on Tuesday morning, April 28th, the World Health Organization has raised its global pandemic alert level from 3 to 4. Alert level 6 indicates an actual pandemic with outbreaks in at least two places. Over 150 deaths have been blamed on the virus, all of them in Mexico. What happens from here depends both on how infectious and deadly the flu virus actually is, something researchers are still trying to understand, and the world response to contain it. In a 2005 article in Foreign Affairs magazine, Laurie Garrett captures the uncertainty the world faced at the time with respect to avian flu. She wrote, "Humanity could well face a pandemic unlike any ever witnessed, or nothing at all could happen. Evolution does not function on a knowable timetable, and influenza is one of the sloppiest, most mutation-prone pathogens in nature's storehouse." End quote. 4 years after Foreign Affairs published that article, avian flu is still around. The World Health Organization reports 26 confirmed cases and 7 deaths this year, but still not a pandemic. At the public policy level, preparations for and responses to pandemic flu seem a lot different than preparations for and responses to peak oil, at least at first blush. In Mexico, authorities have shut down schools nationwide for over a week and restricted public gatherings. Malls, movie theaters, restaurants, and museums are closed, reports an article in the San Francisco Chronicle, and many of the people who do venture out are wearing surgical masks. With declining oil production, schools and other public places are likely to shut down too, though more as a symptom of the lack or high cost of fuel to transport people there and back, or the high costs of keeping them open. In Mexico City, the Associated Press reports that the mayor is considering shutting down the public transportation system to encourage people to stay at home. As oil becomes more scarce and prices rise again, inexpensive and fuel-efficient public transportation is likely to become more popular. I hope governments will divert resources away from outmoded roads and bridges for cars and into public transportation, though I'm not confident that the most car-dependent areas will nimbly make that shift. At the household level, preparations for pandemic flu are remarkably similar to those for peak oil. Peak oil blogger and author Sharon Astick, writing about a possible avian flu pandemic in 2007, developed the following list of preparations. She wrote, "Be prepared to meet most of your basic needs for an extended period. The timeline is probably 3 to 5 months for the first outbreak, followed by another within 3 to 10 months. Have food, medicine, and the ability to handle a sustained crisis at home. Make sure you can live with power outages, because grid crisis is a possible outcome. Store food, store water, store basic medication. Get basic medical knowledge together so you can treat medical problems yourself if possible. And be careful doing this. Keep healthy." Astick also wrote about community-level preparations, though it's unclear to me how people would come together when every gathering risks spread of disease, and she's conscious of that. She wrote, "Think about how your community would manage its infrastructure if gathering was impossible. Consider community food stockpiles, phone trees, local non-electric water sources, virtual town meeting setups, ways of distributing food, checking on the elderly, and educating kids without person-to-person contact." That was Sharon Astick. Scares from avian flu have prepared the world health system to respond rapidly and, I hope effectively, to threats of pandemic swine flu. The opportunity is here for households, communities, and state and national governments to use the swine flu concerns to ratchet up preparations that will be useful both for future flu outbreaks and for fuel shortages. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.